Coach, ended up being a big weekend for you guys, at least finishing the top 10 in state, around 7th right now. Three on the award stand out of four wrestlers here. You got to be pretty happy overall how you guys bounced back on Saturday.
Yeah, there's nothing away with the way our kids did come back. That's one of our biggest happy. Of course, we don't set our goals out in the beginning of the year to be in the consolation side. You know, it's a state championship. It's not the best out of three or four. It's quite a deal. We ended up taking third this year, two of those times, and fourth once. They came back from defeat a little bit and crushed their dream a little bit. That's the way life is. You got to be able to keep marching on, because it's not going to wait for you.
Well, let's talk about your medal winners here first. Starting off, Justice McDaniel, 113 pounds. All three of your medal winners end up losing to kids at finals. Of course, Juergens would, with him being in the semis last night. Nice bounce back here for Justice, who's been injured for most of the year. He comes back and gets fourth place. Kind of had a tough one there in that third place match, but to beat two regional champions to get to be a medalist is pretty good.
Yeah, we did. We beat some today on the second day. We had to go through a lot of ranked wrestlers that they do with the Acacia rankings and things. Like you said, the fourth place match, it was a kid that we hit in the regional finals at Bueller. We was the ones that came out victorious last time. We was ahead this time up until the last and turned the tables on us. We ended up on bottom and going down for the count. So lesson learned. There's poison in all sorts of containers. You got to be able to beware and be knowing what's going on at all times in order to survive some of those things.
Well, also at 152, Jarrett Juergens comes back from a tough semifinal loss and comes back and wrestles pretty good here today and sees a familiar foe in the third and fourth place from Ford Sky. Do we beat 5-2 on Friday? Beat him 5-0 today for third.
Yes. Third, again, wasn't what Jared was out for. He took that last year. He was always wanting to improve his standings year by year. He was pretty let down, but he's also a smart individual. He's not going to let that stuff ride with him. We gave him some time to sulk. Everybody should look down on their failures and consider what went wrong, but then you got to shake it off and get right back after it. And he never lost another match then today, so that was a good job.
And Wyatt Hayes at 160 was at state as a freshman, didn't place, comes back and loses a tough quarterfinal match to a finalist, Malikas from Frontenac, and he comes back and he battles. He really dominates as well and into the third place match and into the third place.
Yes, he won her all the way to third. He had to take on quite a few of these guys. They're seniors. It's their fourth year of high school wrestling. They all placed in this tournament or was runners in this tournament last year. We didn't have a chance. We was 3A. We was a freshman. We had a hard time down there. That didn't mean we weren't ready for the game up here this year. And we wasn't terribly flashy, but we did what we did all year long. We're terror on the top, and we're pretty tough everywhere else. It won out through the rest of his match.
One of your wrestlers was unable to wrestle today due to injury, Caden Wren there, but he lost to a very good Bonner Springs kid in the quarters yesterday. But I don't know, just by watching some of the wrestlers that were there, I think he had a very good shot of at least getting into the top five.
We looked at that, and we thought those were well beatable. Most of them we had already went through kids that either beat them or were the ones we beat. But injuries, the thing that all activities come about, we don't wish them upon anybody. We hope we could hold this one off until we got through, but it reared its ugly head, and we're going to have to deal with it when it's there.
Season's over. We usually talk about who your seniors are leaving, but this year you have no seniors. And to be in the top 10 with no seniors, two underclassmen, a junior and a sophomore, actually three underclassmen, you got to be pretty proud about what you have returning What's probably the difference you've seen probably with the 4A wrestling that these kids weren't used to compared to maybe the 3-2-1A?
Well, back in the old days when we was 4A, you always had great athletes. It's always been a division of good athletes because they come from bigger schools outside metro areas and larger cities. We always had the tradition of wrestling on out west. Well, that's kind of swung this modern day. There are wrestling academies on all the metros. Most of them could go to springtime wrestling. They all wrestle a lot of quads and open duels, and they get around 65 matches a year during their high school career, where we only get around 35. And if you miss a tournament or two like us, 25. And then they have springtime wrestling that's only 100 miles away, and they can pick up another 30 to 40 matches without ever having to leave home for the night. And that's a great advantage, and you could tell the skill level has risen, and they're getting there. And they're getting there in larger and larger numbers. And it's tough. It's tough, but that's why it's a state tournament.